humanoid robots that Elon Musk is building. Like, they're actually, like, they look like exactly from what, like, iRobot with Will Smith or whatever it was. Like, they look exactly like that.
Why? That's my question.
To do
why?
The task and jobs that people don't really want to do. Instagram is ditching swipe ups in favor of stickers.
What does that mean?
Another bit of the head scratching news from a brand. Mountain Dew introducing Flaming Hot Mountain Dew drink. Pepsi's hottest crossover yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not. But dude, the people that eat the Flaming Hot are probably drinking Mountain Dew at the same time. So that, you know, I mean.
Get it all at once.
Yeah.
Skip the middleman. Hottest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of the Radcast.
Wow.
Hey, I'm excited today, gentlemen. August 27th, Friday. I'm joined by Joey, Joe, and Sean. What's up, brothers?
What's going on?
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
All three of us.
All three.
For now.
Sean decided to come back. I like it.
Yeah.
And Joey tried to bail too. And it's like,
I was on a medical hiatus. A personally imposed medical hiatus.
It went pretty well without you guys last week, so no big deal.
Okay.
Maybe the best one. Somebody said, right, the best one that they'd ever
heard. They did say that. They said it was like addition by subtraction.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Something, I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
It was my mom, but still, she's very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm still getting over my Coke breakup, but I think I laughed for like 3 days over that. I re-listened to every episode, admittedly, and I laughed again. My wife thought I was really silly.
Do you fall asleep to it?
It's like a lullaby.
On a loop, your own voice.
It's a 15-second clip that just plays over and over and over again.
It's the same thing as like creating a video, but you guys create videos all the time. Do you watch back your videos to make sure that you did it right?
I feel like you're being a little defensive. I feel like we might need to have a...
Yes. We got to improve our craft around here, you know? Sure, some of us aren't natural actors, you know?
Probably all of us.
Yes,
all of us.
I do know. Ha ha.
Very good.
We've had a good week at Radical.
Yeah.
It's
here
busy.
Is the Super Radcast busy. News.
And if anything, I had 7 meetings yesterday on my calendar. That's a fun day.
7 more than I had.
And but yeah, Radcast is great. Anybody listen to Coffee Anderson? Awesome episode. Mm-hmm. I got excited just listening to it again. In my rehash, and he was energetic, let's say that, but he was awesome. And we've got a little different podcast coming next week. You know, we've been, you know, doing some down the entertainment, people talking people's journeys and their business and all that. But Nielsen, the company that does TV ratings, we had 2 other people on, Kara and Imran, and talked about the realities of branding in 2021 and how marketing spend is gone all towards sales driven activity and not branding activity. And it's actually causing some real issues because everybody's focused on ROI like day one. So this will be a more educational podcast for sure. So
what's an example of the sales?
So I'm running Facebook ads with I'm going to get real like this, to the micro level. I run a Facebook ad. I'm a t-shirt e-commerce brand. Mm-hmm. And I'm not extremely well known yet. And I run t-shirt ads that are $15.99 for a surfer dude t-shirt. So that's low funnel, like performance marketing type activation. Whereas branding would be a video about the story of the company. Mm. An influencer that's backing it because they give 15% of their profits to charity and a thematic story or the CEO going on a podcast to talk about why he started the company. Those are brand marketing activities.
Okay.
And what's happened in the marketplace is because everybody's so ROI focused and they're not playing the long game, they're running way too much performance marketing in absence of awareness building marketing. Because what's happened is you have a purchase funnel, you know, most things, unless it's just a convenience toilet paper or something, like you need to be aware of the brand but to then gain intent to buy the brand, mm-hmm. to then ultimately purchase it. There's a cycle for that, or a funnel. And what's happened is everyone's trying to push them down to the bottom, which is purchase, as fast as possible when they've done nothing to really raise attention, awareness, familiarity at the top of the funnel. And that's just the way marketing works. It's still the same. People aren't aware of you. They don't buy you. You don't, you go, you know, if you walk into a store and if you had Joe Blow t-shirt on the left and a Nike t-shirt on the right, you know, you know why you want to buy that Nike t-shirt? Because they've built brand for 50 years.
Right.
And you know them. You're familiar with them. They've told stories. You liked Michael Jordan growing up. You liked Kobe Bryant, whatever that might have been. They've been branding forever. And that's familiarity. And what's happened is people are trying to shortcut that by just focusing on promotional speeds and feeds, the benefits of what they do, instead of the story of what they do or why or influence. Like, so you're just seeing a lot of movement towards that. And they just, Nielsen just did a big study on it about the negative impact that's coming from that.
It's like using coupons, sort of, almost. Would that be kind of a...
That would be an absolute, exactly. Yes.
And then
yes.
People say, I don't have a coupon, I'm not going to go there.
And you've actually drilled into exactly the issue, especially with e-com.
I'm quite smart.
Everyone starts with giving away 15%, and their margins are really small when they do that. And then but that drives business. Mm-hmm. And so their business stays forever driven by that. That's why Jose Bank's practically gone out of business. Like Jose Bank, 4 suits for $100, right? You'll never buy a $300 suit at Jose Bank's because they've eroded the value of the brand
right.
from day one. So right. that's the like epitome of it, you know?
Sure.
But it's also the problem, though, is the only way for true growth for mass marketing or mass brands is broader awareness. You have to be, you know, like, it's like, well, no shit. But like, a lot of people are trying to circumvent that by just going straight at like what they sell, you know, versus creating and resonating with people. And it's not just about being emotional. Some people don't care about what the brand does or whatever, but you still have to be in the mindset, because mindset's fleeting, because we see 10,000 ad messages a day.
Well, right? I remember growing up, I grew up in the surf industry. And as kids, these companies became successful literally based off of stickers. Like they would give all the kids stickers and have them go put them up on signs, and it built. As we got older, we grew with the brand.
So, familiar.
Yeah, so brands like Volcom became massive. But when I was a kid, they were these small companies. But they literally built up like this guerrilla army behind it. And as it, you know, we got older, then we started buying all the product, and there was a familiarity with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is a surf industry in New Jersey?
Yeah.
You said you grew up in it?
Is that a... Is there a joke? Is there a joke behind that?
Yeah.
Well, am I supposed to laugh now?
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Hang ten, bro.
Yeah.
I know. Great. So yesterday was National Dog Day. Anybody have dogs?
I have a dog.
All right.
Nope.
Yes.
I really like dogs. I really like dogs.
It's a little weird. It's
like,
a little weird.
They walk around. I'm the first guy that's petting the dog. We have no animals.
Sure.
You know? It's not practical to me. Like, we live in a loft building, sure. And 80% in the loft we're at have dogs. A lot of them single guys and girls. And I'm like, why the hell, if you're single and 28 years old, do you bog yourself down with a fucking dog?
Yeah.
Like, you want to go, like, you're fancy free. You can go on weekends. Yeah. You can go wherever you want, and you got to deal with the damn dog.
And plus, you got to like take it outside to shit, like in a loft, right?
Oh, yeah. I pass single people. I mean, I'm a father of four. I pass single dudes and girls every day that are like taking their dog out,
picking up dog shit.
And I'm like, why are you dealing with this?
That's some people's pickup lines, though. I feel like, that's their conversation start. Well, I think, dog feces. Is that, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just lonely.
Yeah. I guess it's company.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
Like coming home to something.
Yeah.
I've got 7 dogs. Okay. I live in a studio.
Sure. An actual studio.
Yeah. We share the bed.
I feel like everybody's used to renting stuff out now, like, or doing like Uber or whatever. So people that are dog walkers, that may be like their version of renting a dog for money. You know what I mean? Kind of like a weird roundabout way.
It is.
It's a good pickup. Like, if you're a single guy, you should be a dog walker.
Sure.
You don't want to have the dog because you want to be free to go on the weekends with the girls you're trying to pick up, right? But you'd be a dog walker and be like, "Hey, I got Fido today," and they don't know that it's not your dog.
It can be a little bit of a pain. Like when we go somewhere, we have to have somebody either come stay at our house or
we go to the lake in the summer every weekend, just about. And I'm like, if I had to deal, but what's happened is everyone takes their dog everywhere.
I was gonna say you could take your dog.
We go to the lake and we're out on an island or something like that, and there's four freaking dogs, and I'm like, you know, I like dogs. I really do.
We believe you.
But I just don't, it's like they're jumping all over things. I'm like, I didn't come out here to deal with your dog.
I think about that, like when I go to the coffee shop and there's dogs in the coffee shop, like what happens if I'm terrified of dogs? Like what happens if I had a childhood experience where I got attacked by a dog and now I have to walk into a coffee shop full of dogs?
Very specific.
You know?
Yeah.
Very specific. Are you okay?
I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you brought it?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm just saying.
I just don't know the boundaries of like, why is your dog, when it becomes my problem, it's really only at the lake that this is happening. Like around the building, I just kind of go, why are you doing that? But don't really care. None of my business. But
my favorite is like when the dogs start barking loudly and they're like, they keep saying the dog's name. And he never normally does this.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he does.
Yeah, you were here yesterday.
Every time I pass him. We did have this hyper aggressive dog in our building.
Oh, nice.
And like literally, I got on in the elevator. And the dog's in there, and he is like, he's ready to eat my head off.
Wow. Yeah.
And I told the guy that has a lawsuit coming, because if that dog bites it's one thing, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Right.
But if he bites my kid, you probably aren't worth much, but we'll take every penny.
And punch him in the face.
And
double whammy.
But he was like hyper aggressive. Like, I'm telling you, like, you see that, like, he's like ready to eat my arm.
The dog's going to die.
And he's just walking around the building. And he kept, finally, I either got the hint or he got complained on and he's not around anymore. But I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't take my dog anywhere on purpose because I know, A, he's going to piss all over everything. Like, if I took that dog to PetSmart, dude, he would piss on everything he walked by. Mm-hmm. Everything. And B, he's not that nice. So I don't take him. I take him on walks solo.
I'm sure we're going to get some hate mail because everybody thinks now I don't like dogs.
We love dogs. Let's be clear. We all love dogs.
If there was one, I wish there was one in here that just came and went home and took care of himself. But
sure.
I don't want to take care of them.
Yeah.
You know? And I know that people love their dogs because they're lonely.
They're lonely.
I'm going out of town this weekend. Could you watch my dog, actually?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That would be great.
I do like, do you guys know Hardy, the country music singer? Hardy.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I know Hardy.
He has a funny song that's like, you know, we grew up, our dogs stay outside. Like, it's like, it's some line like that. It's like, point is, dogs meant to be outside.
Dogs meant to be outside.
And most of them aren't anymore.
Yeah. My dog's a little bit of a bitch also, so he needs to stay inside.
If it's a small dog, I kind of get it. It's just like these big, you know, 100-pound labs that are like,
bull
you know,
mastiffs or whatever
in studios. Anyway, enough talk about National Dog Day. Happy National Dog Day.
We let the dogs out. Nice.
Should have had
that. Is that a legitimate question?
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yes. All right. In the least shocking, there's two in the least shocking categories in the news today, but OnlyFans made a decision, 10 days ago-ish?
Yeah.
To remove pornography.
Six days,
4 hours. Three days.
When did you put that application into McDonald's?
Congratulations.
They removed pornography or decided to remove it. I don't know if it ever came down, having not being a regular on OnlyFans.
Right.
Happily married. Thank you. But they've reversed that decision to ban the explicit content. I think they actually wanted to stay in business.
Yeah.
Like, shocking. That the only place I got revenue from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they saw how many people were leaving.
Yeah.
I'm just glad several members of my extended family can eat again. So.
Yeah.
Like.
Because of pornography.
Yes. To be clear.
Isn't this kind of like, I don't know, McDonald's like shutting down every store for a week?
Yeah. Not selling hamburgers.
And hoping that it doesn't hurt their business and then restarting. Like, is it like the most like ill thought through decision?
But is there like an upside of marketing when someone does something like that? Like OnlyFans was now, it was everywhere. Do you think they did it for Or do you think they actually wanted to
ban pornography? I usually subscribe to the, you know, all news is good news for the most part, like what you're saying, like, you know, potentially. But I don't think so, because you, not when you piss off your core user base.
Pornographers.
Yeah. You're the professionals that they are. And then they potentially leave, and they're probably not going to come. Like, they're probably like, well, screw it, I'm not going back, because they might do this again.
Right.
They might change their mind again. So I don't.
Where are they going to get it?
Maybe we should start our own business.
I mean.
Oh, like OnlyFans?
But for pornography.
Okay.
You know?
Patreon.
Sure.
Yeah, Patreon. Pay for it.
I'm trying to think of a pun, but I'm just lost.
Yeah.
Porntreon?
Porntreon.
Is that one?
Porntreon.
That one?
That's did sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so if you're into that thing,
congrats.
OnlyFans is back.
Yeah.
Hashtag back.
There's definitely a joke.
Yeah, something. Yeah. We're not going to go there.
Nah.
So anybody see this a week ago? Elon Musk in the scariest news of the week. This was actually last week. It kind of came out, but I don't know if we talked about it. But humanoid robots that Elon Musk is building. Like, they're actually, like, they look like exactly from what, like, iRobot with Will Smith or whatever it was. Like, they look exactly like that.
Why? That's my question.
To do
why
the task and jobs that people don't really want to do is what he said.
Mm.
And thus, and he happened to mention in the same story that there should be universal pay, because he recognizes, so eventually we're already kind of starting to pay people to stay home. Like, it's kind of what we've done during the pandemic. And I think he's all but saying, well, there's a lot of jobs to do that people don't want. Let's create robots that do them. And then people really will stay home, because we're going to kill 500 million jobs, or not 500 million, but 500,000 jobs. Mm. And we know that's going to create an issue. So let's have universal pay.
Did he give example of the jobs, like ditch digging, or?
Yeah, I mean, it was stuff like, I forget, like, some of it was like sanitation. So, like, it was stuff that you would go, yeah, nobody really wants to do that.
Right.
But,
last resort job. Yeah.
How real do these humanoids look?
Remember
Jeff
iRobot,
Bezos
like,
is one. Bill Gates is already one. Yeah. They're pretty real.
Yeah.
You guys did a skit on that, didn't you?
He's actually one himself. He's been working on himself.
That's why Sean's so interested. He played Elon Musk in a video quite well, I might add.
I thank you.
You were very good.
You did very well as Bill Gates.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was funny, though.
So,
what if he was inspired by the Will Smith movie, dude?
He might have been. They look like white. They look. Have you seen iRobot? Like the
yes.
Yeah. They look like almost exactly like those robots.
That's terrifying.
And it's like, if you've seen the movie, why would you ever want to? Like, and he's talked about
it. Never ends up well.
No, it never ends up well. Like, let's empower the robots. Yeah, they get smart enough, and they go, they realize that humans are not very intelligent after all, that we make a lot of irrational decisions, and then they turn on us.
Yeah, they're smarter than us, or stronger than us.
Elon Musk has even come out and said he fears the power of AI, and here he is building a freaking humanoid robot.
Yeah, remember when he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, he also talked about planting chips in people's brains to make them smarter?
Yes. Hmm. I do. He's talking about doing that to himself.
That could be done, possibly by.
I think
some
he
sort
did
of
it. I think he's maybe he did it, and it's like gone the other direction. Yep. Now he's making robots. It's made him not as smart. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, in every movie, book, TV show that someone creates robots, they become like sentient and can't kill people.
Yeah.
There's literally like a Simpsons about that, right? Like everything
called Terminator.
Well, he was a good guy though.
He was bad in the first one.
Yeah,
he was bad.
They sent him the first one to kill Sarah Connor.
But this is like the plot of every sentient thing, right? It's like,
dystopia. Yeah. We really learned a lot from it.
Yeah. He was like racing towards it now. Yeah,
maybe it's just back to that brand play, awareness, familiarity, and now everyone wants to create a killer robot.
We got a plague and sentient robots. It's like a mashup.
Yeah,
Walking Dead and.
Maybe it's kind of like the ice cream machines. He's going to make the robots because they make him killer, and he's the only one that's got the
They're going to turn on him, though.
And he's going to make every person pay to turn the robot off.
Well, I mean, think about it. He also wants to start travel to Mars, right? He wants to start life on other planets. This would be a good way.
He's preempting us.
What are the odds that he's just a whack job completely?
No, of course not.
Pretty high.
700% chance.
Yeah.
But also very wealthy whack job.
Sure.
Yeah.
Seems like they all are.
Mm-hmm. Take, give and take, right?
Speaking
kinda
of
like,
wealthy.
Kind of like you, Ryan.
Thank you. You got to be a little crazy to do anything crazy.
That's fair enough.
The
end quote.
NFTs. You guys heard of these? Non-fungible tokens.
Yeah.
Speaking of being wealthy, a JPEG of a rock sold for $1 million.
Started not the rock.
Six, not the rock. A rock.
Hmm. Not Iraq.
And a digital rock.
A little a rock.
Sold for like $1 million.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. No, like, I watch my kids play. I understand the metaverse. I get that value is being placed on digital things and skins. I don't understand the rock for $1 million.
Well, that's because you guys don't get art, so, you know.
Yeah, but do you think this is, like you know how...
I lost $1 million, guys, is what I'm trying to tell you right now.
I can't find the NFT.
You know how the art world is like a great way to hide money?
Yeah.
Like, that's why Jack's... Do you think this is just another way for people to...
Launder money?
Launder money.
But I just would want to hide my money on something I know is going to be worth something. Mm-hmm. And while a Picasso makes sense to me, but a digital rock is not. Some digital things, maybe.
Yeah.
Like that. There was like an art piece that was done digitally that I saw the beauty in and was like, okay. I probably wouldn't pay $500,000, but like I see that it's unique.
So then what do you do? Like
look
it up on your phone whenever you want to see it?
Yeah, you own the code to it. So
what do you? Yeah, that's a good point. What do you do?
I just take a screen capture of it
and just look at it from time to time.
Look at my rock.
I've got
$1 million.
I'll sell it to you for a dollar.
Yeah, screen cap of it. Pet rock. I guess you could have one of those. Like, you could just have a big like monitor in your
and project house it on
and
your
just
wall.
Project it on your.
Interesting.
But it's just still just a rock.
Hmm. Yeah, it is. I'm gonna stick to my tangible goods.
Yeah,
known as the stock market and bitcoins.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. A sure thing.
Super tangible. Yeah,
yeah.
Steady.
Yeah. So Kanye West and Drake are in a little bit of a feud. Kanye leaked Drake's home address, which struck me as okay. He got him, but then I was like, could you not really find out where Drake's address?
Yeah.
Like, the problem isn't knowing where he lives. It's just like you're never gonna get in. Like,
yeah, he's probably got a gate.
Yeah, gate and seven security guards. Sure. So. Like
he asked one of the guys on the Hollywood bus tours where Drake lives, and he's like, okay, nice.
Is that the map?
That's it.
Put it on
the
Twitter.
Star map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drake. Is it,
and because he has 400 million followers, like that's why it mattered. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did anyone go to Drake's house?
That's the question.
Kim did. There's a low key beef about that. I'm serious. That's it. There's speculation about.
Uh oh.
Been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's a great question. Like he lives in Canada, probably, right? Drake,
how many homes does he have? Like his home address. Drake probably has five homes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, which one?
Yeah. Probably pretty easy for him.
That's his third guest house. Yeah. Not a big deal.
Well, and he probably lives in a gated community where you can't get in, right? No matter what.
Yeah. Right, with probably gun turrets as well. And all
that's why this
shit
is kind of like patty caking to me. Like I'm gonna, you know, a little bitch fight. Like okay, get his home address.
I'm gonna go to Google Earth tonight and find it, dude.
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah.
Head over just there. Don't call him Kanye. It's Yay again, officially.
Yay.
So, yeah. Yay.
You know?
Yeah.
And look, I like Kanye West music. I kind of dig his whole vibe, other than being a little crazy. The name change thing, don't get it, but whatever you want to call yourself, fine with me. But it's like, just pick one and stick with it, maybe.
Yeah.
No, P. Diddy was once Puff Daddy, too.
True.
Right? So,
sometimes you have to change with the times.
Yeah. Puff, puff, give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean Puffy Combs.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the name change thing is it's been done, right?
Yeah, but he's gone to it back.
Yeah,
to it like I don't know.
Nobody cares. I think.
Well, yeah. We're talking about it now.
Yeah, we are. He's on the Radcast news, so it must be important.
It doesn't get on here if it's not.
That's true.
For sure.
That is the. And then our second and final intro.
I like how you glossed me. You're like, that's right. Anyway,
we're gonna leave that one there. The world's fastest roller coaster being built in Japan. And 0 to 100 in less than 2 seconds, but they've shut down.
Hmm.
And the secondly shocking news of the week, because they were breaking bones of people riding on it.
No shit.
Yeah. Zero to 100 in less than 2 seconds.
Who would think throwing a human body from zero to 100 in two seconds would be a bad
idea? And jostling as well. Not just, it's not a straight line.
Called a crash test dummy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's in Japan, you said?
Yeah.
It's population control is what it is.
I think so. Straight
up, yeah, it's Darwinism at its finest, bro.
Okay.
It's probably easier ways to kill more people. Thank you.
Yep. You deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a front, though.
Yeah.
It's an amusement park front for death.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like Scooby-Doo. Remember, there's really a plan here. He really is the old man Munchin from down at the river.
Take Joey's. That was you. Darn kids. What's the roller coaster called? Do we have any idea? Something in Japanese, probably.
Yeah.
The fastest fuck machine.
The bone breaker.
All right. We're going to move to our marketing, our true marketing. Some of that's marketing. But, you know,
I think a lot was, like he was saying, we kept talking about stuff that we're talking about it. So,
yep. I know that's if it hits the Radcast, it must be news.
And if it doesn't,
life changing,
get the fuck out of here.
So on the first news article of the week, Instagram is ditching swipe ups in favor of stickers.
What does that mean?
Okay. So, you know, a story. You see everybody.
We did a swipe up.
We know what the swipe up is.
But what is
with stickers?
So it's just changing the swipe up?
Instead of, you no longer be able to swipe up to go to a website, you'll push a sticker button.
Oh, okay.
So that you can design a sticker, different things. Like, there's stickers now, but they'll be touchable.
Okay,
to
I was going to say, website. We worked very hard to be able to get the swipe up.
Yeah.
Dude, should we let the civilians know? It's 10,000 followers to be able to swipe up.
Yeah, it is. And it's that is going to remain with the stickers. Sticker swipe.
So we will be eligible for stickers then.
You'd still be eligible.
Yes.
For now.
Right.
I was going to say, I was going to walk away from this whole thing.
The Radcast or just life? Or
life.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Wow, that was close.
Yeah.
So August 31st. So just be ready. You know, you got to do stickers and not swipe up.
Okay.
Got about a week.
We can annoy people in a new way now.
Sure.
Yeah. Tap the button.
Yeah.
Tap it like it's hot.
Why is it got to be a sticker? Why isn't it just a button?
Sticker sounds fun.
Does it?
That's what Instagram calls them, stickers.
Little kids, kind of?
Yeah.
Stickers, I don't know.
Tap the sticker.
Sticker.
I'm hoping that I can use my custom verified Ryan Offer GIFs as the sticker to push to go to links.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll be really happy if they can do that.
Sure.
I don't know if that's capable until they launch it, but we'll see.
It sounds reasonable.
It sounds,
yes. I have 9 million impressions on my GIFs.
You do?
Yes.
Wow.
In less than a year.
Very nice.
It's called a brand play, my friends.
Can you sell
it's
those?
It's also called a GIF.
Oh, yeah. We create them.
Really?
That is also true.
GIF. GIFs.
Oh, honestly, this is interesting. So you can create that, and then what do you sell it? Do you sell it to like a company that then
Well, we could sell them because we could create them for companies and get them licensed to be a GIF or a GIF or technically a GIF.
Like I heard a couple years ago, Van Damme made like $4 million in 1 year just off of his GIF.
Rob Van Damme?
That's not what the Instagram GIFs are.
Okay.
You're not making money when people use them.
Okay.
It's more just an awareness thing.
Okay.
You know, like, cause like you do keywords. Like if you do radical, if you search for radical in the GIFs, like a couple of mine are trending on the first page.
Mm.
So it's a brand play.
Yeah.
But you're not making money just with a GIF on Instagram.
How would you make money?
Like, there's websites that, like, I think there's paywalls or different things for using them. So
you're trying to figure it out so you can do it?
Yeah, we're doing GIFs, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm starting a GIFs only OnlyFans.
Yes.
So. But see, like, each GIFs one of your fans. Characters, you guys could create GIFs of those that people use them, like doing gestures and things like that. Like, exactly.
There you go.
Whatever it is. Huge X.
We're making GIFs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
We'll talk about it.
All right.
Yeah. For $9.99, I'll teach you how to do it.
Okay.
All right. So in the another bit of the head scratching news from a brand, Mountain Dew introducing Flaming Hot Mountain Dew drink. It's Pepsi's hottest crossover yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, dude, the people that eat the Flaming Hot are probably drinking Mountain Dew at the same time. So that, you know, I mean.
Get it all at once.
Yeah.
Skip the middleman.
Yeah. There you go.
Fine. I mean, but just because you can doesn't mean you always should.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And I like some hot stuff. I like Flamin' Hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to drink it.
Nope. No.
Like,
really hits the back.
I feel
of
like everyone might, like, everyone out of curiosity might taste it, but no one's going to repeatedly buy it unless it, I mean.
Should you bring some into the Radcast next week?
I think we might should.
Yeah. Like that delicious Mike's Hard Lemonade we had last week. Oh, it was so good.
We're never going to work with Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Probably
like, they're never, ever going to hire us because it, that, and I'm attributing it to being the harder version. But,
it could have been it.
Yeah. Mm. But it was no bueno.
Nope. Did not. Tasted like potentially rubbing alcohol with like a hint of lemon.
Okay.
Sure.
I gave him out. I thought I was being really nice. It's National Lemonade Day.
He's taking sips. We're like,
everybody's face. Oh, fuck. I could feel my own face when I was drinking it. Yeah. Like, I was like, that is like puckering up combined with completely put off.
Yeah.
Like,
I felt not good after that. We had a race to the sink to see who could pour theirs out first.
Yeah.
Josh chugged his. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still getting over. That's why he's not here today.
Yeah, he's in the hospital.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Mike's Harder Lemonade.
Call us, Mike's.
Yeah, call us.
Yeah.
We can make it not. We could put a lipstick on the pig, though.
Sure.
Good at that.
If they pay me enough, I'll drink it instead of water. I don't
give a
shit. Only Mike's.
It's like OnlyFans.
Yeah, only Mike's.
That could be their new media channel. Only Mike's.
Only Mike's. That's, yeah, they need to do something. That formula was
not good.
Not good.
It's the harder formula. I'm going to chalk it up to the base formula is probably okay.
The regular is probably
the
good.
The harder, not so good. It's kind of like a ice, remember the Michelob, what's the ice beer that was just too
Smirnoff
strong?
Smirnoff Ice.
No, Ice House.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, God. It's like, I love beer more than anybody, but Ice House is like.
Well, remember
still
Four
reserved.
Loko?
Too much. Oh, yeah.
Four Loko, people were dying.
Oh, well, you had caffeine and
yeah.
Who knows what else in that thing.
Large amounts of people were dying in college from it.
Yeah.
That's our tag. Like, yeah. Large amounts of people were dying.
Yeah.
Four Loko.
Who were the test subjects before we released this?
They obviously didn't do any.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is fine. Just put it out there.
I just do pre-workout and Grey Goose now. Hits the same.
Yeah.
That's a great. Yeah.
You have major heart problems, don't you?
I do now.
Yeah.
So let us know in the comments. This is definitely going to make a highlight clip. I know it is. Mountain Dew Flaming Hot. Yay, rad or fad? I'm calling it.
Yay,
yay
or Kanye.
Yay.
Yay, or Kanye.
Oh, yay. Yay or nay.
Yeah.
Nay.
Okay.
I like it.
So it would be fun. It would be better if it was flaming hot, if it was temperature hot. Like they keep it in like a Alto Sham oven and you get one out and it's like, oh, shit. It's like, but it's Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that idea better.
Like hot tea?
Yeah, but it's Mountain
Maybe
it's
like
Mountain
a popsicle. Flaming hot. Maybe a pop Flaming Hot popsicle. Like that's cold. I don't know.
Okay. That doesn't really jive with my plan.
I'm just trying to think of something that would make it better than a drink. Hmm. Like
a popsicle would be, I guess, better.
Yeah.
Because it's a food stuff.
The next article, shares of Alka-Seltzer are up 47%. Facebook is really, you guys use Facebook Messenger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some here and there.
Yeah,
they've been really toying with the messaging app, and they've added a call button. It's like if Facebook tries to jam every fucking feature into everything. It's like, you know, like are we really capturing everything? Do people want to call from the messenger app?
Yeah, what the
like,
you know what else has a call button? My fucking phone. My phone
but
does.
Can you call internationally on this if it's on Wi-Fi?
Maybe. I mean, maybe I think they're trying to compete with WhatsApp. Maybe.
Yeah, because that's the. That's
even though
the
I think they
thing.
Own them, right? I don't know.
They own WhatsApp?
I think so.
Probably.
I can't remember.
That would not surprise me. They own everything pretty much.
But yeah.
Because WhatsApp is frustrating because you can't call anyone if they're not your friend. So like if you're international, you can't call like a random number.
You're trying to call lots of
I'm trying to call
numbers.
Drake, dude. I know where Drake lives. I'm trying to call him now.
Get his phone number.
Stop by.
Go to his Facebook page. I found it.
So yeah. So
if you're on a messaging app, you already pretty much have made the point that you don't want to call them, right?
Yeah.
Point taken. I don't want to call, but how many times you accidentally hit that button? You're like, oh shit. Yeah, no.
Did you just try to video chat me?
Yeah,
I do that sometimes. Like I'm trying to message someone and I call them. Like this is the last person I wanted to have a conversation with.
Right.
But
you called,
I hit the button.
You called me.
It was usually you
yesterday.
Yeah, it's like in. Did it ring? Did it ring on their end? I hope it didn't ring on their end because I don't want them calling you back.
Call you right back.
Call you.
I don't even want to be called on an actual phone, though, most of the time. You know what I mean? I'm just like,
most people are annoyed by calls, though.
Yeah.
You know.
I called you also. That's Weird.
That's, well,
straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
Or huh. And when it rings twice and goes straight to voicemail, you know they sent you to voicemail.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. The fuck you button.
It's like when someone's calling you that you don't want to talk to and you like don't want to touch the phone. You're like, I don't want to accidentally like pick that up somehow or send them to voicemail.
Or I love when you call someone and they text you back, like, hey, did you mean to call?
Yeah.
Like, well, now I know you don't want to talk to me. So no.
No. Butt dial.
The etiquette of messaging and calling in 2021. Or non-etiquette.
Facebook Messenger, butt dial somebody. Mm-hmm. Look how far we've come.
So we talked last week about Apple and spying on your photos to make sure you weren't beating any kids, which is obviously a serious subject, so I don't want to make light of that. But more of this privacy issue, but the Watchdog, some company that like checks into these things, has said without a doubt they are bypassing their own security system to do this and thus creating a hole with which the bad things could come through. You know, the whole point of these layers of security are so they can't be patched or whatever. And
right,
this is Apple's creating a significant security issue with what they're doing
to themselves,
but then to us.
But you can call people with Facebook Messenger now, so don't even worry about it.
So
we got four new features. So don't worry about it.
So
run some more ads.
What's the reason for them checking people's photos?
They're scanning the code, supposedly. You know, Bob in the back's not like looking at your photos, but supposedly they're looking at the code of your photos to look for metadata and other things that match with pornography online, like child pornography. Again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, to me that just sounds, I understand that, but it sounds like an excuse to be able to just track people.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it for me today.
Thank you, Sean. I've been Sean.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. So,
I feel like it's probably already been happening all along, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
definitely.
Yeah.
They're just covering it up with, like, we're doing it for child pornography.
I mean, you know, we run a lot of digital ads. We do a lot of that stuff where retargeting follow. You know, you looked at a pair of shoes, it follows you around the internet.
Yeah.
You know, but it's relevant. You looked at it. We're trying to help you make a decision and force feed it through.
You're a nice guy.
You're nice. We do some pretty crazy stuff from digital targeting, but I get asked at least once a week. I swear my phone's listening to me. I was talking about something I've never looked for. I've never searched for it. And I found it was in my feed an hour later. And I was just talking about it.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks that that's going on. And I can tell you firsthand in a mainstream way, it's not. But right. What's happened is behavioral targeting is what's going on. So that it might seem freaky, but you've visited some site or done something that's triggered that ad content. It might be very similar to what you talked about.
Sure.
So, but it's.
I thought it was just God sending me messages.
You is. Always say that
buy
about
these
everything.
Shoes.
Purchase
buy
everything.
These shoes.
Sean, God sending this. Me messages. Purchase this. Yeah.
You had remember you had stomach issues the other day. You're like, I feel like it's God telling me not to eat any more
to
burritos.
It was just
Mountain
it was
Dew
Mountain Dew Flaming Hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
The Radcast brought to you by Mountain Dew Flaming Hot.
Yeah. Yes, we've promoted it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Flaming Hot. Flaming Hot Radcast. You think we get a flavor for the Radcast? Like we start flavoring everything Flaming Hot.
It's flaming.
Branding it.
Yeah, for
Guy
sure.
Guy Fieri already cornered that market. So
donkey sauce.
True. He does have the branding with flames and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Guy, though. I don't know. I know he's cheesy, but he kind of owns it. You know.
Just you going to say it?
I know most people don't, but
you go ahead. No, I'm not going to say it. You like guys.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say
I like what I was going to say. I like to be manhandled.
I like you.
I like to be manhandled.
Fletch.
That's a good one. I hate Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah. We're going to do a movie quotes edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It has to be done.
Any Joey, Joe, and Sean news? Any final thoughts? Any?
We're flying down to Tampa, Florida today to shoot at a soundstage down there with So Crispy Media from Greenville. South Carolina.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're very innovative YouTube filmmakers. So
yep. Cool. And somehow we ended up
shooting with them.
I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
21 Pilots was on the soundstage at one time. And now us.
Now you
guys.
Now us. They might want
natural progression.
Yeah. They might want their money back.
Pilots.
They might want
Joey Joe and Sean.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons, I think, is the next step.
Right? Oh, dang, dude. Don't get my hopes up like that.
What's the latest skits? I saw the flippers was very
house
funny.
House flipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very funny.
We just filmed another up and coming sketch.
Part two.
And yeah, that'll be coming out next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm normally skeptical about sequels for obvious reasons, but I felt like there was enough stuff to go after it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird too because we've been playing like these similar characters, but I feel like if they're not in the certain up and coming context, even it's like it's funny, but it's not relevant to people's minds. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Play some sequels we've done have been wildly popular.
It is
in the past.
No, for sure.
Establish something and then takes off a little bit.
Yes.
Dad and Chad.
Mm-hmm. Male Karen's pretty popular.
Yeah.
All those got better with time. So.
Well,
they would almost have to.
I know.
It's branding. Familiarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Any other live shows?
We're working on that right now. We're trying to find the right venue. And we would like to perform in downtown Greenville. So we're looking for the right spot to be able to perform.
We were someone gullible that we can trick into letting us.
Hey, we have a nice outdoor area here. Let's do it here.
Yeah.
If anybody's watching and has a theater, they want to shut down with sold out tickets.
Yeah.
Hit up Imagine Dragons, but then come to us.
Opening act. Yeah.
But that is an interesting time right now where I feel like theaters are on the fence of opening back up to full capacity. And so we're trying to work our way in.
Cool.
Well, we have to be full capacity for us because we're going to sell it out.
Because we're going to sell it out.
We'll be on the lookout for our channels. You guys have put out some good content. We've got a few things cooking. We've got old Ron, not Ron Burgundy-esque,
yes,
the Florathon.
That came out today. You guys, they posted that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. We're going to share that on all the channels. Very funny. The pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cool. Hey, guys, well, you know where to find us. Joey, Joe, and Sean. Find them on Instagram and on TikTok and just about anywhere else, YouTube, etc.
Yeah.
Find us at theradcast.com. Search for all the content. This has been today's Marketing News. Friday, August 27th. We'll see you next time.
To listen to full episodes or to contact us, visit us on the web at theradcast.com or follow our host at Ryan Alford on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.